Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Raul Arcos Hawkins. Good morning. He's the Executive Director at Multicultural Coalition. Good morning.
Again. Good morning, Renee.
There's not enough coffee in the world, I tell you sometimes, but I haven't had you on the show before, and I've been begging, I don't know, for a couple of years. I know you've been busy, but this is really great because I love everything about the Multicultural Coalition. I knew about it when I worked at Health and Human Services, and I was able to meet you at different events, and now you're their executive director. Would you do me a favor, and let's tell our listeners what you guys do at the Multicultural Coalition.
So at the Multicultural Coalition, one of our biggest programs, as always, has been immigration legal services. We provide those immigration legal services to people who can apply for a work permit, want to apply for a green card or citizenship. The other one is the Help Center. So anybody who has any need and needs assistance can come to our office, make an appointment. And Betty, who is an amazing rock star out of Multicultural, will take in your information and we'll see how we can help you, and if we can't help you, we'll refer you out. And then my other favorite, we're starting to do more community outreach, just to get people more familiar with the organization. We've been doing more community activities, and one of them is coming out here and being with you on this lovely morning.
Yes, that's right. Having our coffee together and learning about the Multicultural Coalition. You guys do many great things, and what do you think is the biggest need at this point for immigrants in this community or in this area?
I think right now one of the biggest challenges we're seeing is the lack of immigration legal services.
Yes.
Unfortunately, here in the rural areas, it is a need that is beyond our capacity. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we do have a wait list, and I know even attorneys in Omaha and Lincoln do have wait lists that are a month or two, but that's our biggest need that we found. The other one, obviously, like we've seen all over across the state, is housing. Housing is a huge issue. Even though you see a lot of developments going on, those are not enough for the population that we're especially in Grand Island.
Yeah.
We're not seeing enough housing.
And you're seeing families with multi-families in, you know, crowded homes, and it's frustrating.
Yes. It breaks my heart sometimes when you hear people talk about the living conditions that they're in, but they're there because they don't have another option.
Right. And they're here to work, and they're trying to take the steps to become legal, or, you know, to work in the U.S. legally. And it seems like, I don't know how to put it. You know, when it's expensive, it's expensive to get your papers and all of that. I've been through it with my second husband, and it was a nightmare, and it took forever because you'd have one entity in Pennsylvania, one in Washington, then you'd have to go to consulates. We had to go to Juarez, Mexico, and it was just, and it cost a lot. I mean, this is almost 20 years ago. It was $25,000.
Yes.
Easy.
And that's the hard part when you're looking at just the cost itself along beyond the time that you're spending to do all the process. And to me, it's hard to explain to somebody who says, well, why don't they do it the right way? And I'm like, the right way is going to take, as you know, like a long time and a lot of money.
Right.
And if they're fleeing violence and all that, it's awful.
Like, we don't know everybody's story, so I don't like people judging. Everybody's story is different. Maybe they're coming here because they don't have a choice. Maybe there was violence. They're trying to find work, and they're working so hard, and then they have to hide in the shadows and needing food. And I just, it makes me crazy, but there's a lot of great programs.
Yes.
And thank goodness for the Multicultural Coalition, because we need you guys.
Hey, we're here to help. And that's one of our objectives is, again, not only to empower individuals, but to also embrace cultures and strengthen our community. And part of that strengthening our community is providing education and information about the services that we provide and helping those in our community.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, Raul, I know you've got something coming up, and we're going to be the first to hear about it. Should we tell the listeners?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm super excited because this is International Pancake. Used to be a huge event that we used to have. Obviously, like COVID ruined a lot of things for everybody.
I know.
Now we're bringing it back. It's coming back as a fundraiser for us. And it's a competition. So the public will get to come in, pay $10 at the door. You can buy your tickets online on our website. And you get to enjoy 6 different pancakes from around the world. And Renee gets...
What kind?
So all we have six. Yes, you can get all of them. So we have 6 different pancakes. We have one from Somalia, which is the Malawa, the Thailand or the Laos. We have one from the Bahamas. I got told that if you have ever been to the Bahamas, this one will remind you of the tropical paradise that you went to. We have crepes from France. We have arepas de queso, which are similar to a pupusa from Colombia. And then from the United States, we couldn't leave it out, the patriotic pancake with blueberries.
I'm
all excited. This year, we did change it a little bit because we are also offering breakfast sides. So there'll be fruit, sausage, juice, and coffee included for that $10 at the door. Plus, we have raffles.
And there's some
really
raffles.
Yes, there are some really good prizes. There's a grill, and you can get all the accessories that come with it. There's a kids summer fun pack. There is a fire pit with all the s'mores plus the firewood to get it started.
I'm coming. When is this?
It is June 15th from 9 to 12. It's over at the 4th Street Banquet Hall across the street from La Mexicana. It used to be the old auction house.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know exactly where it is right there.
We're super excited again. This would be the 5th year that we're doing it. I'm super excited because as a volunteer for the multicultural before I started my position, I volunteered, I think, for 3 years in a row. The only one I didn't do was the pickup one because I decided to take vacation. And I'll have to admit, people loved it. And who doesn't love pancakes?
Exactly. Who doesn't? I mean, and for $10, you're getting a lot.
Yes.
And that's the best part. I plan on testing every one of them.
And that's the best part. You can also, if you can't stay, you can also take them to go.
This is fantastic. June 15th at the Banquet Hall on 4th Street.
Yes,
across from La Mexicana.
Yes.
Oh, that is going to be great.
From 9 to 12.
From 9 to 12.
And you better get there early because the breakfast size or while supplies last. Because obviously we're not going to tell you, no, you can't take 2.
Or, will there be bacon?
No.
No bacon?
We will have sausage for you.
Okay, I can deal with sausage. Sausage is amazing. I love it. Well, Raul, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about?
Just again, that we're out here trying to educate the community, bring some more knowledge and awareness to what the services of multicultural. And then also, we're also going to be present at the 4th Street Festival the following week.
Yeah, so
we're
gosh.
It's going to be a busy week, busy month, I should say, for us this whole month. So
we're
like I said, we're super excited for International Pancake Competition.
This is going to be great. Well, I'm so thrilled that I was able to get you finally in this studio and tell us all about
only a couple years.
Only a couple of years. I know I'm such a complainer, but it's been wonderful talking with you, and I know we'll have you back real soon.
Yes, I will be back.
Because we
have another huge event, which is our biggest one in November, which is Immigrant Story Walk. So I will definitely come back for that.
The
one too.
Immigrant Story Walk. Yes, I love that. So I know all about that. I think you had it at Stewart Museum. Was it last year?
No, last year we had it at Boulder Flats.
Okay. Oh,
so
nice.
This year it's going to be the same, but I'll come back. Promise.
I will. All right. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in this morning to our public affairs program. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks, Raul.
Thank you.
You and I.